Hi, this is Jim Metzler of Ashton Metzler & Associates. I'd like to welcome you to this podcast, which is being produced by Search Networking. During the podcast, we're going to briefly discuss a number of topics that have led me to believe that we need to move away from an approach to management, which I'll refer to as a CYA approach, and we need to adopt an approach that I'll refer to as a CIO approach. Now, the first of those topics is the pace of business change. I suggest that businesses are under historic levels of pressure. New competitors on new business models can come from anywhere, anywhere around the world, or anywhere around the World Wide Web. Recent research shows that companies that were on the Fortune 500 list in the 1920s stayed there for a very long time, almost 70 years. In today's environment, that's down to 15 years and shrinking. I personally have worked for two companies on the S&P 500 list that don't exist anymore. One is Prime Computer, and the other was Digital Equipment Corporation. The bottom line here, businesses are struggling to survive. If the IT organization can help, it will be embraced. If they can't, they'll be ignored. Now, the next factor, the growing pressure on the CIO, and really the CIO in general, but also the IT organization in particular. And the pressure comes in multiple ways. So, for example, there are external pressures. Many businesses today use public cloud service. Sometimes that's endorsed by the IT organization, and sometimes the IT organization doesn't even know what's happening. But there are also a lot of internal pressures. In a growing number of companies, the role of the CIO is under attack from other C-level executives. For example, Gartner has stated repeatedly, in the very near term, the CMO, the chief marketing officer, will spend more on IT than does the CIO. But in addition to that, a new type of C-level executive is emerging, the chief digital officer, or CDO. An example of a CDO is Adam Brotman, CDO at Starbucks. Brotman is responsible for Starbucks' core digital businesses, which includes web, mobile, social media, card, loyalty, e-commerce, and Wi-Fi. Bottom line, the CIO is under pressure in part because the traditional IT organization is no longer the only game in town. Now, the next topic is the impact of poor application performance. I recently surveyed a couple of hundred IT professionals, and I asked them, what happens, what's the impact if one of your company's key business applications is performing badly? They gave a number of answers, but one of the top was the company loses revenue. Just beneath that, the company loses customers. Bottom line here, IT organizations are under constant pressure to align with the business. One way to not have that happen is to cause your company to lose revenue or to cause them to lose customers. The next topic is really the kind of the traditional approach to management. I suggest a key characteristic of the traditional approach to network management is that if the performance of an application is beginning to degrade, not meet expectations, the assumption is almost always made, what? The network is at fault. This approach leads to a new management metric, which I call MTTI, or the mean time to innocence. The MTTI is how long it takes for the networking organization to prove it isn't the network causing the degradation. And once that task is accomplished, it's common to assume some other component of IT, such as the servers, the application, the firewall, something, well, they must be at fault. I will refer to this defensive approach to network management as the CYA approach. The bottom line here, the CYA approach to network management lengthens the amount of time it takes to do effective troubleshooting. Which brings me to the CYA versus the CIO approach. I was recently talking with the CIO, and he discussed a situation in which potential customers were having a tough time booking sales at the company's website. He explained to me that five people who report to him all came to him with colorful graphics that purported to show that the trouble was not in their domain. He was clearly exasperated. He said to me, "Jim, I don't care where the problem is. I just want it fixed." Bottom line, the CYA approach to troubleshooting puts yet more pressure on the CIO. IT organizations need to migrate from a CYA approach to the CIO approach, and by that I mean an approach where it doesn't matter where the problem is, it just gets fixed, and it gets fixed quickly. Now, in closing, I'd like to thank you all for listening, and for more information on application performance management, please visit searchnetworking.com. You can also visit my site, www.ashtonmetzler.com. Thanks, and have a great day.